Chapter 1. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. It was a big game. Hundreds of people were watching when one of the players, Tomas Murray, lost his basketball shoe. The audience was amazed by what they saw next. Tomas stopped to get his shoe and slipped it back on. Then, he stole the ball from the other player. Tomas's maneuvers would have been a big deal at any game, but this was not just any game. All of the athletes had intellectual disabilities. One of them, Tomas, had only one leg. Tomas did not even use a prosthetic leg to help him get around. He hopped all over the basketball court on his right leg, making passes and shooting three-pointers. Thanks to Tomas, his team advanced to the gold medal round of play. Tomas was 20 years old when he played for Panama at the Special Olympics World Games. Caption: Special Olympics athletes work closely with volunteer coaches. Caption: Gary Haynes lifts weights during the 1999 Special Olympics World Summer Games. Special Olympics uses sports to help people with intellectual disabilities. Its organizers say that the athletes have a simple goal. They want to become physically fit, productive, and respected members of society. Special Olympics athletes want to prove something not only to themselves, but also to others. Millions of people are involved in Special Olympics programs. Athletes from all 50 states and 150 nations compete in Special Olympics games. Special Olympics is a non-profit organization. There is no charge for athletes, who get year-round training and competition. Every 2 years, the Special Olympics World Games are held. There are summer games and winter games. They are set up to be like the traditional Olympic Games. They bring together athletes from around the world.